Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, I feel really close to you guys. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, when I heard this and read this a few times, today's gospel, here's immediately what I thought of. No back scratching allowed. No back scratching. You know what I mean by that? Not this kind of back scratching. The one that says, if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. If you take care of me, I'll
take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wondered where that came from, and I looked it up on Wikipedia, I think it was. And I have no idea if this is true or not true. But I'm going to tell you what it said. It said that the English Navy in the 17th century, one of the punishments that they would do if you were disobedient or you were drunk is that you, I mean, that never happened in the Navy, did it? No, that doesn't happen in the Coast Guard now, does it? Sorry, Navy guys. they would tie you to the ship's mast, and then they would flog you. And sounds pretty nasty, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to tell you what they flogged you with, but it wasn't pretty. And so what do you think the crew members started to do? They started to negotiate with each other and make deals and cut deals. You know what? If you ever get caught or whatever and you're on that mast, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go easy on you, okay? I'm not going to hit you so hard. But if it happens to me, I need you to do the same thing with me. And that's where the whole back scratching came into. So instead of hitting them really hard, it was like a scratch that would happen on the back. I don't know if that's true, but I thought it was very, very interesting. We've also heard the term quid pro quo, have we not? Especially in this election season, right? And it's Latin for this for that, something for something, right? We assume that the something for something is always equal. I mean, our entire economy is kind of based on a quid pro quo when you think about it. We buy something, right? We give something. And we get something. Now, whether or not we think it's fair, that's when we wait for things to go on sale. Now, isn't it? But we know that there are times in which the back scratching or the quid pro quo isn't fair. We know when the equality of it isn't there. And we've really been faced with a lot of these quid pro quos, and we're hearing it in the campaign ads, right? If you contribute to my campaign and you make large donations, what potentially can happen? I'll kind of do a favor for you. I'll look the other way on things. I mean, we hear it all the time. We know it in our work environment, don't you? Don't we? There is sometimes a totally inappropriate quid pro quo, but we know it exists. And then there are the ones like this. You're looking for that promotion, aren't you? You know, we got that United Way campaign going on, and you know, I'm a big United Way person. And, you know, writing a check, that might be a good thing for you to do. Have we not heard things like that? Yeah, I think we have. Now, Jesus is talking about perhaps a back scratching or a quid pro quo here. He's talking about a banquet, isn't he? I'm not talking about the first part where it's where we take the seat, you know, that's the easy part, right? Let's go to the hard part and the meat of this text. And the meat of the text is where there's a wedding banquet going on. Now, I want you to think about when you planned your weddings or you planned your children's weddings. Who do we invite? That's the first question. Now, I can remember this coming from my mother's friends. They said, I can't wait to invite all the relatives of whose weddings I went to because I want my child to receive the money that I gave to them. In New York, giving money was the big thing, not gifts. It was all about, I hear, oh yes, it was all about giving money. So, for some of you, if you're not from that area, you're not used to that, that's exactly the type of conversation that would happen. Somebody agree with me. Am I right? Yeah. Or how about, you know, I'm going to invite so-and-so to the wedding because he's my boss and it will really look good. And, you know, I think that will help me in the long run, right? We're always looking around for who it is that we should invite that might be able to help us out a little bit. And that's if we're really being honest with ourselves. Then what happens when it's time to whittle down that list? It gets hard, doesn't it? Well, you know, I don't know that I don't want to invite this person. You know, I don't know. It gets really, really difficult. And if we're really, really honest with ourselves, at times we'll say why it gets difficult. Because sometimes we do want to invite the person that's going to benefit us. Perhaps friends might be cut out in the case of allowing a boss to come to a wedding. So whether or not we realize it, it's what we do. Now, you're planning the same wedding. What if we did what Jesus says that we should do? Don't invite your friends. Don't invite your family. No one from the congregation. Don't invite anyone who can do something for you. In fact, don't invite anybody you know. Go out to the street corner, invite the person who has absolutely nothing to do with you and can give you absolutely nothing in return. Who does that? Does that not sound crazy? Doesn't that sound totally absurd? And it is absurd in this world where quid pro quo is the way in which we live. But it's not absurd in God's kingdom, because that is God's kingdom. No back scratching in God's kingdom. It's all done for the sake of the other. And it all started with God as the host of the banquet. You and I, you know something? You and I have been invited to the greatest banquet of all, beyond our imagination. We don't deserve it at all. There is nothing we can give in return for this invitation to the banquet. There's nothing we can offer. We're probably not even dressed appropriately to attend. There is absolutely no back scratching involved. But that is God's kingdom present in Jesus, because there's nothing at all that we can do to earn or to make a place for ourselves at the Lord's table. We get to experience this gospel, which is so awesome that it fell into today's lectionary with Samantha. How perfect. Samantha Lane, she gets to hear God's promises to her. Unmerited love, undeserved mercy. And that's the absolute beauty about the baptism of a child. Because we know that there's absolutely nothing that she can do. She's not choosing. She's not doing. She's not saying. She comes before us and the Lord and does nothing but receive. No back scratching, no quid pro quo. This is all God's activity. God's coming to Samantha Lane and doing something to Samantha Lane and choosing Samantha Lane. It's pure benefit. And that's what she gets today. And that's what we get to see today. And that's what we get to remember today, that each of us has been chosen. We didn't do the choosing. She's going to hear the promise today that comes from her Creator God. She's going to hear the promise today that she is God's beloved child, reconciled and redeemed through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ alone, her Savior. She's going to hear the promise that she is God's beloved child, that she is sealed with the Holy Spirit, the sustainer, the one who gives her new life right now and forever while she is here on earth. The Holy Spirit who will begin to unlock the knowledge, the power, the wisdom, the fear of the Lord in knowing who her Savior is. That's what she gets today. And she doesn't do anything. Today we rejoice because there is no back scratching. There is no quid pro quid pro quo. It's all the work of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer, who gives us new life, that calls us to do the same, to live into the kingdom of God. And I've got to tell you something. I don't know that I could do exactly what Jesus is calling us to do. I'm human, as are you. But that doesn't mean we don't do something. What can we do to start living into this vision, God's kingdom here on earth? We need to start small, don't we? No back scratching. Bring a cup of coffee to a coworker who can't further your career just because, just for the sake of the other. Maybe talk with someone who's considered an outcast in the social circles. Perhaps as students who are going back to school, you invite someone to sit at your table, or you go sit at the table where the unpopular kids sit. And by the way, it's not just in school, is it? Don't we know that from our work environments? There are things, little steps that we can begin to do. No back scratching. No quid pro quo. But solely and only for the sake of the other. Because each and every time you do that, God's kingdom becomes visible right here on earth. Amen.
Amen.